Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Wow. Do you think our intro's too short?
No, it's great. And actually, dare I say, perfect.
Oh my God. You know, I do worry sometimes when we become big, major, giant celebrities and we tour across the world. Would it be a copyright problem when we walk on stage to that song?
It may be, but you know what? This show has also harbored so much delusion within me as well. I, the other day, was in Atlanta and I walked by the Coca-Cola Roxy in the Battery. And the second I look at it, I'm like, yeah, me and Kathleen should tour here. And I'm like, looking it up, it's like 3,600 people fit there. I'm like, okay, maybe I need to dream smaller, but something in me tells me we're going to be superstars. I don't know.
Hey, that's like a little bit of our subscriber base. We got like 50,000 subscribers.
We do. So we appreciate you guys very much for being here from the beginning, because mark it in your diaries. We're going to be huge.
Superstars. Oh, we're going to be big.
Actually, I don't want to be a superstar. I just want to tour. I would love to tour and sell out like a couple cities. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be so fun. Damn, sell out. Wow.
I mean, literally, there's people selling out Madison Square Garden.
We literally walked by a poster when we were at the Cosmo, and it was a big picture of Joe and Frankie, and it said the Basement Yard, and me and Jesse were like, that's going to be us.
Like, we are fully, completely delusional. We also, I think we mentioned this in the last episode, we're like, yeah, let's launch merch by Christmas. Let's start thinking about Patreon. Like, why not just literally dream as big as we could possibly dream? Meanwhile, I'm like barely getting by getting one episode up a week.
Oh my God. Jesse works so hard editing this. She'll be sending me footage like at midnight the night before this is supposed to go live. Like, she does not, like, she's constantly editing. Like, I'm so sorry.
No, I love it so much. I have to say, this is like my little passion project baby. Like, I really do enjoy doing it. I love filming. Like, I'm still in the like honeymoon stage, you know what I mean? Because like, I've been filming Do We Know Them for 3 years. I feel like I could film Do We Know Them in my sleep. Like, I just know the logistics, like everything. I just do it without even having to think about it. This, I'm like more in it because it's like so new, you know? So we gotta like hurry up and take advantage and find big opportunities before I get tired.
Yeah, like make merch before you literally like tell me to go F myself.
Yeah. We gotta do that.
Which, oh my God, we're on episode 9, guys.
It's amazing. Nine. We're almost at the double digits. That's insane.
That is insane. I
have not
that,
missed
honestly.
A Wednesday so far. We'll we just say not. For the naysayers.
People thought we would. Here we are, 9 Wednesdays in, and we haven't missed one.
Bro, I told Kathleen when we were in Vegas, because that episode was a little bit longer and I was traveling to go to Vegas and stuff. I was like, well, maybe it doesn't get up right on Wednesday. Her eyes like almost popped out of her skull. She's like, it has to be on Wednesday. I'm like, okay, we'll get it up. But like, yeah, we take this very
seriously.
Are
you crazy? We haven't even gotten to double digits and we're saying maybe Thursday morning.
No, we can't do it. You're right. It'll set a bad habit for sure. So you're right on that.
Yeah, exactly. You do it once, you do it 100 times. Mm-hmm. You will always see us on Wednesdays,
yes,
folks.
Always. We don't know what time, but you'll see us. Now, this episode is going to be what we consider to be wholesome. Okay, we're on probation from YouTube. Not officially. I don't think our channel's affected at all. But as we're filming this, we just a couple days ago uploaded the vile love letter that Kathleen read to me. And we got demonetized, but not just demonetized. Like, that's whatever. We got age restricted. So if you notice that when you had to, first of all, you had to seek it out, because YouTube was not recommending that to nobody. But you had to seek it out. That's why it has so much lower views than any other video. And then once you click on it, you have to be logged in an account that proves that you're over 18. And then still, you have to say like, yes, I want to watch this video.
Yeah. They demonetized the shit out of that video. And we kind of saw it coming, because I have never personally read anything more disturbing and vile. And
people were flabbergasted.
People were flabbergasted.
I think a lot of people found it funny.
The comments were really loving it,
though. Yeah, I don't know, 100%.
Yeah, they loved it.
By the way, did you notice I'm just a hat wearer now? I just have the confidence.
Yeah, I was actually gonna ask you, like, Jesse, is this like, is this your red lipstick, like with Kat Dennings? You know, like your.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot about that reference. Yeah, I think so. I just want to be a hat wearer now because when my hair gets oily, I have so little options, and my hair gets oily so fast. So it's like I should be allowed to throw on a hat, and this one has a turtle on it, and I think it's cute.
You should try bandanas, beanies.
Okay, relax. I'm not fucking wearing a bandana.
What? Oh my god, you would look adorable.
What am I, a pirate?
What are you talking about? No, how cute. Like a little, like, oh my god, how cute.
What, I need to know what you're envisioning, because what I'm envisioning is Michael Scott in The Office.
No, you would look adorable in a bandana, I swear. But yeah, today's episode is a lot more wholesome, okay? It's not X-rated, no. So it's family friendly. We have a few topics. It's going to be just fun, laid back chill. I got my coffee.
I just had an espresso martini, which is not very wholesome, but I did just have one, and now I'm drinking a White Claw. It's Friday when we're filming this. We usually film on the weekends, fun fact.
Yes. But it's Friday night.
And I just got paid. Oh. Is that what you're singing?
Are you singing?
What are you singing?
I'm singing, it's Friday night.
Yeah. And I just got paid. Money.
Never heard that a day in my life.
Are you kidding me?
I've never heard that.
I don't think that's true. Anyway. Okay, so what's up first on the roster?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much to Light Slacker and La Luna Glow Candles for being our sponsor of today's video. We love our Latina-owned brands.
Has it been helping your sales, our little sponsorships, or not really?
You know what's so funny? Every time I go on live for TikTok shop, like to sell Light Slacker and do my TikTok shop thing with Michelle and Annie, so many people are commenting now like, oh my God, it's the JK podcast sponsor of my life.
I will say, so funny. I just want to personally thank anybody that ordered from my mom's candle company, because she was like sobbing. Like she was so happy. And she's just been working every day. She opens La Luna at like 5:30 in the morning. She's in her room FaceTiming me. I'm like, Mom, I'm sleeping. But like, she's like so excited about it, and she wanted to send you something, but you placed an order, so she's gonna put extra stuff in yours.
Yeah, she's like, let me send you, and I'm like, I refuse, and then I ignored her. I was like, I'm not. She's like,
I know you ignored
her,
but then I sent her your address because you ignored her.
Why would you do that?
But then you placed an order, so it's all for nothing. So she's gonna give you more extra.
Well, yeah,
stuff,
no,
you
know? I really want to try her wax melt, because I recently got a warmer. I'm obsessed with candle warmers.
They're the best.
Now. Like that's the way to go. That's the way to go
for sure.
No, guys, why are you lighting your candles?
Why?
Please put it on a candle warmer.
No, wait. Even natural. Don't get crazy. I do like to light a candle sometimes. It has to be like an occasion.
But for the ambiance, yes. For the romance, yes. And the ambiance, for sure. But they have really cute ones, like with a little vintage.
No, I love the candle warmer. It's amazing.
So cute.
Yeah.
I'm very forgetful, as you guys know. And like, I can leave my candle warmer on and not burn down my house.
Yeah. And also they have timers. Mine has a timer. It goes on every day at the same time. Same. Amazing. Anyway, thank you so much to our sponsors. We love you very much. La Luna Glow Candles and Light Slacker. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you for supporting us.
I love how you have everything on her. She has everything on her little notes app.
I do. I have I try to contribute a little bit.
No, you contribute so much for the ideas.
Jesse.
You do. You do. Every time we're about to film, she's like, okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I think we should do this and that. And you lay everything out. You chose all of our Halloween costumes. You are so the creative director of JK Podcast.
Bro, shut up. You're so nice. No, thank you
true.
So much.
It's true.
I had it written down here that you reminded me. We have to talk about last week's episode, please, for the love of God. Because when we ended... Guys, we ended that episode that we turned off all the cameras.
How soon did you feel bad? Because this is not me trying to be funny. From the time that we filmed the spicy episode, we were eating spicy nuggets. If you haven't seen it, go see it. I walked downstairs and I couldn't even say hi to the people that were downstairs. I went straight to my bathroom and I started shitting. It wasn't a violent
I had diarrhea.
Not us trying to be wholesome. We're like completely just destroying everything. But like,
we bring up shit so much.
What is going on and why and what's the purpose? But yeah, no, I started pooping immediately. And that's when the just general illness started. And it's my barbecue day on Saturdays. Like that's when people come over and I have a barbecue. So I was supposed to do hibachi for everyone on my Blackstone. And I was like, Kathleen, I don't feel well at all.
No, literally, I was messaging her. I'm like, oh my God, my butthole's stinging. She's like, I think that's impossible. We just ate the nuggets. I'm like, I swear my asshole is already stinging. And then Oh my, mine didn't stop. Mine did not stop. I also drank like half that gallon of milk.
That's and it was what definitely did it, the combo of the milk did something really bad to my stomach.
Yeah, it was the combo of super, super hot and also very milky.
Too much
and
milk.
And I was texting Jesse at 1 o'clock in the morning and I was like, I cannot stop. It's the most painful, guys, TMI, but like the most painful experience my asshole has ever experience.
Yeah, miss, let's dab it. Well, you dabbed a little too much.
I was trying to grab like an ice cube and like put it on my butthole and just like hold it there because oh my god, like I needed just like relief, just some relief.
No, that okay, I've only had spicy poops like that one other time, and it was when I was pregnant with Noah, and I ate Chipotle every day for months. The red salsa, the super spicy one, every day. I would literally crave it so bad that at 8 a.m. I would be like outside of Chipotle's doors, because like the one in Miami at that time opened super early.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. It would be a burrito. I was vegan at the time. And it would be a vegan burrito with like extra red salsa. Anyway, one day it just caught up with me. It wasn't a particularly spicy burrito. I don't know what happened. My butthole was numb. It was numb. It was so spicy. And this was like a very close second to that. I still think that was worse. But
second?
Well, okay. No way. The only reason it wasn't that bad for me, thank God for my husband, because he likes to buy like a bunch of supplements and shit. And he had this like GI detox one that has activated charcoal in it. So the second I went down and I was like, I feel really sick. He's like, take two of these. And the activated charcoal sucked all of that up for sure. Because I felt amazing after.
That's amazing. I had zero activated charcoal and my butthole was activated. Was fully activated. Yeah. I had text Jesse and I was like, escape the night, asshole edition. Like, I can't.
Bro, I woke up to those texts, I was like, oh no. Like, I could imagine. You definitely overdid it. And then you didn't have the activated charcoal. It was a double whammy.
No, and I have, like, stomach issues normally.
Oh my God, you do. Wait, why did we do that challenge?
I have gastritis, IBS. I have, like, all those things. So I was literally dying.
My friend Kim loves spicy stuff. And when I was telling her how bad it was, she's like, let me try it. I want to try it. I was like, bitch, I threw it away the second we went downstairs.
The second I finished, I threw it right in the garbage. Yeah,
it was disgusting. I never wanted to see it again. I didn't even want to smell it again. I didn't even want to accidentally touch the bottle and like then like touch my eye or something, which by the way, I did touch my eye to take my contact out and it did burn. But I don't think I had the spicy one. I had like something on my finger.
Oh, I kept the other two.
Me too. Loved those. They were delicious. I was honestly thinking about Sean, the guy from Hot Ones. I'm like, he does this on such a regular basis. Maybe he takes things like the activated charcoal because I'm like, he has to lube his stomach somehow. There's no way.
And like, he's a white guy, right?
Yeah. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but yeah.
No, it does. Okay. My friend Anai is Mexican and like, she can take down spicy shit and tequila like if it doesn't affect her even a little bit.
I know,
it's like
I know.
It's in their soul.
I know, I know.
So if Sean was Mexican, I'd be like, okay, he could do spicy. But like, how?
It's like if I order something from an Asian place, I always order like mild, because if you even order medium, it's like gonna burn your tits
really
off.
Spicy.
Yeah. Like there's certain cuisines and areas where people are just used to it because it's just in their cuisine.
I know.
But like if you say like their, yeah. Cuban cuisine has zero spice to it. There's nothing.
Zero.
Nothing. There's zero. Not even a dish I could think
we
of
can't
that
handle
has spice.
Spicy.
No.
It's so crazy. My friend Anai, one time we went to Disney and we were taking shots of tequila in Mexico. She did one of these. And then swallowed it.
She mouthwashed with
it? I swear. She mouthwashed with it.
That is
like if it was water.
Psycho shit.
That's crazy.
That is next level, actually.
It's like, you know, some things are
first
just
of all, I think
in you.
In my old age, I just don't even know if I could do shots. I do want to try when we go to horror nights. Like, let's try a shot of Jameson. Like, let's get crazy with it. But it is
oh my God.
Very
Jesse,
difficult
well,
for me.
Every time I go to horror nights, I have to go immediately to like the blood bags and chug that shit.
Blood
so I can enjoy the night.
Bags?
You know, like those like blood bags, like
what's in there?
You know, like in Vampire Diaries, where the things that keep them alive.
What is in there?
Alcohol.
Oh, wait, but like,
yeah, but it's like alcohol.
Yeah, but like, isn't it just like juice? Like kind of like a weak drink.
Yeah, but they have those everywhere in Horror Nights. So I literally just go straight to one and I chug like three of them because if not, I'm too much of a chicken shit to enjoy Horror Nights. I have to be drunk.
I was going to ask how you planned on doing this because you are such a scared
drunk.
Person. Oh, okay. Perfect.
Literally drunk.
Can we talk about the fact that the fucking fast passes are more expensive than the tickets to Horror Night?
Yeah, but that makes sense though, because it's impossible to enjoy Horror Nights without a fast pass because you're in the line the majority of the night. So it's like, unless you have a fast pass, like you're not going to see a house at all.
I know. And I mean, that would be A-okay with me. I do hate horror stuff. I don't watch horror movies and I don't like to be scared. I'm not one of those people. Like, I don't feel adrenaline. I feel pure horror. And then I don't know if you know this about me. I think you definitely do because I started crying in absinthe. When I get scared, I just start crying. It processes as sadness. It's been like since I was a kid. I don't know why. And it's so annoying. I can't control it. So like when we were in absinthe.
Guys, hold on. We have to tell that story. I love how Vegas is like the gift that keeps on giving. We keep talking about Vegas.
I know. It's our main personality trait.
Literally. We went to, which, oh my God, someone commented the other day that was like, wow, Kathleen getting canceled over Nickelodeon as proof that Vegas is cursed. I'm like, I know.
Oh my God. That is an interesting roundabout. But yeah, that's so true.
It was so funny. We went to go see absinthe. And since we were in the front row, there's this part where they're doing something with water bottles. And so that they won't wet the audience, they come and they put this giant tarp, this plastic tarp.
You can't say it that like nonchalant. It's very abrupt. First of all, it's a juggling act. And then all of a sudden, the jugglers, instead of juggling, now there's water bottles and they're going to juggle the water bottles. So it's going to spray all over everybody in the front row. And we're in the front row. People literally run with a giant plastic tarp, no explanation, hand it to you and run away. And then water started splashing everywhere and I started crying. I couldn't help it.
Bro, because the giant tarp, they like throw it at us and she's like, oh, what's going on? And we're like under the tarp and Jesse starts crying. And I thought that was the funniest shit. I was like under the tarp, like laughing so hard that I started crying at her, like crying. Oh my God.
It was horrifying. Nowadays, I'm not even that much of an anxious person. Like I used to be way more anxious. I'm medicated now, so God bless. But now I still do find like that I panic a lot in random situations a lot more than anybody else would panic. Like there was no need to panic there. Like I'm not getting shot. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just like, it was too alarming. It was too many bodily things happening.
Like you panic in very harmless situations. Yes. Because like that day that we were in Vegas and Emilia was taken away by the ambulance and everybody was freaking out. You went into like mom mode.
Well, because I genuinely thought they like thought they took her for good. Like I was like, I think Amelia's dead. Like it was like a very serious, like it wasn't just like if she was just throwing up, that alone, like, yeah, let's like, you know, deal with the situation. But like, it's the fact that they took her that I was like, what? Like we can't even know where she went. Like it was so bizarre.
And it was the way that it happened because Melissa comes running out of the bathroom. If you guys don't know, we were in Vegas the first time we went. Emilia goes to the bathroom with Melissa. Emilia was very drunk and Melissa comes running out of the bathroom and I see her running up to us with her arms like this. She's like, waving her arms up and down. We're like, what's going on? And she's like, they took Amelia. And then Jesse's like, what? She grabs everybody's purse. Like, mind you, you didn't even forget anyone's purses. You grabbed everybody's purse from the thing and you were like, we have to go get her. Everybody's just like drunk, like, what's going on? And Jesse sobered up in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I ended up being heroic. The person who like talked to all the like actual like security guards and people in charge over like everyone else that was there. But I don't know, I was very worried. See, I don't get, that's not like a jarring like jump scare. I think I get scared of the jump scare. Yes. Things, the things
you get
that
startled,
I'm not
easily
expecting. Yeah, so with things like Horror Nights, I know I'm gonna be such a little bitch about it. We are gonna be vlogging it. And also, guys, very exciting news for the JK franchise. Not us being a franchise, we we're barely on this channel. I'm telling you, I'm dreaming big things. Our episodes that are remote, because we have so many plans, like travel plans and fun episodes to do for you guys, like while traveling, which is so fun. But I wanted to physically recoil and die when I heard the audio back from Vegas with our road mics.
I didn't think it sounded bad at all.
You are not the audio queen, I will say. You have very low standards for audio, which is crazy because I feel like, I was telling her, there's studies and shit where it's like people prefer good audio and bad video over the vice versa. Like if they could choose which element of this video is bad, they would choose video over audio because it's so important.
Guys, Jesse started making me feel insecure about my videos. I'm like, oh my God, do I have to get a little mic?
You just internalized it. I did not say anything about your videos. You just started second guessing yourself.
You never said anything about my videos, but I'm like, wait, now I'm like extra paying attention to my audio. I'm like, I need a little mic for my shirt.
No. I will say, I don't love when people on TikTok use lapel mics because oftentimes I feel like it sounds worse than the phone audio. And I feel like TikTok is more like phone content. You don't need to have professional audio on TikTok. But on a podcast, you do need professional audio. So
I get that.
I want to film remote episodes. I want to like do regular episodes, but when we're together, but it needed to be more professional. So anyway, my brother Joey helped me and we got super professional mics. We're going to be like holding mics and I got the little custom windscreens with our logo. And the best part of the mics is that not only can you move them around and you won't hear it, but like we're sitting right next to each other. They're not going to pick up each other. You know what I mean? It's going to sound so crisp and beautiful. I'm so excited. So anyway, all that to say, when we go to Horror Nights, we're going to have another vlog for you guys from Horror Nights, but we're also going to have a full-on episode there that's like, it doesn't even, I mean, I guess it might be like a mini-ish episode, but yeah, it's gonna be professional. It's gonna
be just like the Vegas setup.
Yeah, yeah, except we won't get, you know, completely trampled online this time. We'll just try to keep it cute.
I will not mention a thing about Nickelandria.
No, just don't say anything about Love Island. That fan base, I wish them well in their endeavors. Anyway, what's next? Don't we have some? Wait, can I grab another White Claw from my little mini fridge?
You have a mini fridge up there?
For my White Claws, yeah.
Shut the hell up.
It only holds like four of them, but you know, I like to be stocked. Hold one. What would you say if I told you that I still have the old cup of milk from our spicy episode sitting right next to me?
No, you don't.
I'm asking what you would say if I told you that. I'm not saying that's what it is.
I would throw up in my chair.
All right, then I don't have it right next to me.
Jesse, milk? Milk? I can accept old White Claw, but milk.
I'm not showing the camera. It doesn't have mold. It's just old. That rhymes.
Fire signs are so interesting.
I'm going to take all the cups down when I go down. Okay, I promise, Mom. Jesus.
I will say I grew up with a Monica Geller mom. Like, my mom didn't even let me put a cup down unless it had a poster under it.
Oh, no. My mom was always like clean and like very tidy and stuff, but not like that. She was not like OCD. Oh,
my mom was crazy. I did quickly want to talk about our background. Okay. Ugh. I just want to touch on this topic really quickly.
Oh, because brother, this guy stinks.
We have seen a couple comments here and there, and I want to say that this is a journey. You know, we just started the podcast and like nothing is set in stone. Okay. But I do want to say, like, we want to get a poll going. Okay. We want to do a little poll. We could do that like on video, right?
Listen, I don't know how the poll's gonna look because I'm not sure about YouTube's post features with polls, but there's either gonna be a poll on screen, and if that is not a thing anymore, check the description. There will be a poll link there. Okay. One of those two things are going to be true.
What is the poll going to look like, though? Okay, because here's the thing. Some people have said they don't love the background. And it's like, I know some people really love the pictures. Like, these pictures here of us, they're so cute.
They're so cute.
We look so adorable. We even have, like, younger picture. But it's like, some people don't love this little thing we've got going on here. So it's like, do you guys want us to remove this? So we're just, like, blue and yellow? Do you guys hate the blue and yellow? Do we remove the photos?
Like, okay, so here's what we're going to do. Okay, because I feel like there's a lot of discourse, but like I've said before, when you are not in the same room, which we are not, and we're filming remotely and we're trying to make it look like we're in the same room, our options are like super, super limited. So we could either have a fake setting that looks like a room, but it looks fake, obviously, like this one. This is like, it looks like a room, but it's obviously a fake room. Or we could have a very plain background. So obviously, this is the one we've been using, but another option could be this is just like the blue and yellow gradient. Now, if you ask yourself why blue and yellow, blame grandma over here. Okay, we have literally fought to the death.
Wait, but I don't think blue and yellow is grandma. I think blue and yellow gives ABC. 1, 2, 3. I think it gives like baby.
Is that good?
No, I actually don't think that's good.
Wait, what?
But you wanted something that was like hot pink. Okay.
So this is our internal fight about the fucking background. So I wanted, when I thought of the JK podcast, like my first logo that I drew up and it was hideous or whatever, it was very Y2K. No, it was giving like old school, like an old computer, like nostalgic 90s vibes, because we're both from the 90s and we both grew up in the 90s. And it's a very like nostalgic, beautiful feeling. Whenever I think of the 90s, I think warm and fuzzy. And you're always talking about nostalgia and stuff. So I thought she was going to be right on board. First in line for the choo-choo train.
No, I love it. I love it.
But no.
There's just a way to do Y2K where it's a little bit more elevated and evergreen.
Oh, no. If you say those two words, you're actually, for the rest of this conversation, you cannot say elevated or evergreen because I will lose my marbles. Anyway, so she started with that shit.
Like that.
She started saying, oh, okay, maybe we're not doing like pink or like, because I thought, okay, my aesthetic was like Miami Vice, pastel, like the pastel corals and the pastel green. Bro, the like mint green of like when you think of like retro Miami, like I thought it would be so fucking cute. She
hated it.
What did you say? You said we're gonna look like coke dealers. That's what you said.
It was very 80s Miami Vice, bro. Okay, so what we have going on right here, that it's just the gradient without the pictures or the border thing here, this is what Talia suggests. Natalia, my graphic designer extraordinaire.
And the JK graphic designer, Angel. Unpaid as of right now, but we got you in the future, queen, when we blow up.
Yeah. We do love our unpaid sponsors, graphic designers. I do pay her at Light Slacker, although she is probably underpaid. We love you, queen.
We love you. Thank you so much for your charity work.
And by probably, I mean she is. I don't know. I want you guys to love the background. And I know we're not going to, you know, please everyone. But like, what's going on here? What are we doing?
Well, okay. You completely drifted off, by the way. Like, you literally went like in one direction and veered off to the right and then landed God knows where. But what you were saying was that Talia prefers this. She says that if it's a fake background, the least you can do, like just as plain as possible, is better, because otherwise, the more you start adding to it, like the crown molding and all that stuff, it starts looking really fake. The pictures, it starts looking fake.
But like, that's kind of the point.
So it could be the point. It depends. It depends. So we're doing a vote, okay? All of that to say we're doing a vote. Now we have the regular background, which is this. This is what we've been using. We have this, which is the gradient background. Wow, amazing. And we want you guys to vote. So either there's going to be a poll on screen. I don't think so, though. I feel like that's an antiquated YouTube thing that they no longer do. But if there is, it's there. Or check the description and there's a poll. If you want to weigh in about the background, you let us know. Unfortunately, those are the only three options we could give you because trust me, we have literally been through this. We have been in the trenches trying to decide on a background. And we don't agree on like the Y2K not being, you know what I mean? Like there's too much. We can't just be like, oh, or other. And like have you guys just say like a bunch of other shit because.
Oh yeah, no. God, please.
No,
guys.
We can't do it. We can't do it. So vote on the three we have. Okay. That's the best we can do. And then we shall try to do our best. Okay.
And then we'll see. We'll see if we change it up or not.
Exactly. But enough about the background because we've talked about it enough. The chairs will never change. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay. What's next?
No, we are in our quinceañera chairs forever until we sell out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, which is going to be like next month. So
yeah, like literally like by the holiday, we're going to get new chairs. Oh my God. Okay. I guess we can go into our main topic of today's episode. I thought it would be really, really funny to talk about the times where we almost physically fought somebody.
I thought this was the weirdest suggestion from you because I'm like, Kathleen, have you ever fought someone? Like, no offense, but I just don't see it. You know,
I have almost gotten beaten up once in high school.
who did it?
My Chaveli, shout out Chaveli. Chaveli was literally about to jump me after school once.
I'm so dead. I went to school with a girl named Chaveli. Oh, really? Welcome to Miami, I guess.
Chaveli was so sweet. So she was super cool, but she was a cheerleader at my high school, and it's a long story that I don't want to get into. It's not my
did best. You do something?
No. No.
You didn't do anything to deserve getting jumped. Not victim blaming. I'm just asking. I'm just wondering.
Here's the thing. Okay, we were in high school. Okay, we were... I guess I'm starting. Are we just diving in?
Yeah.
I'm starting.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't fight her because I don't fight. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, as we know. You're like, you don't want anybody to fight, I feel. So that's why I'm so confused. What'd you do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Chaveli had a boyfriend. Maybe I shouldn't use her real name. That's whore.
What'd you do?
No, I did not do anything with her boyfriend ever.
I did not have sexual relations with that man. Did you used to get that every time you downloaded something on LimeWire?
Oh my God, yes.
Why did the Bill Clinton speech come up so much?
And Napster. Do you remember Napster?
Yes.
LimeWire and Napster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I would download something on LimeWire and it would go a little bit too quick, I was like, God damn it, it's Bill Clinton, isn't it? And it would be. Did you used to burn CDs?
Always? Dude, always. Mine and William's epic romance started from burning CDs for each other.
I love that. No, I used to have like the CD covers that you could like print your custom labels on. And I would have like label burn CDs. Anyway, I'm so sorry. Continue.
That was, oh my God. What a time. What a time.
Some would say nostalgic. Something we should relive on this podcast.
Maybe we have like a CD right here. Like,
I don't know about that, but come on.
But no, okay. Okay, long story short, I was friends with her boyfriend. I was friends with her boyfriend at the time, which...
Suspicious.
I mean, I wasn't... Hold on. Let me be clear. I wasn't friends with her like that. We became friends after she tried to beat me up. Let me be clear.
Okay.
Yeah, she became my friend after. So me and her were not friends like that. I was friends with her boyfriend. Obviously, like, boys cannot have friends that are girls. So I would probably hate me too.
Agreed. 100%. As toxic as that is, it's 100% true.
It is. It's 100% true. So as Chaveli, I'm like... Kathleen, who's Kathleen? I would also hate me.
For sure.
And I didn't know this at the time, but her boyfriend was a literal piece of shit. Like, God bless. She actually is married with kids now. Somebody else.
Love that for her.
God. She dodged the craziest bullet. He was awful, 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 awful. And her boyfriend was kind of like a whore. Like, he was a whore and he did bad things. And I was not a whore.
Why were you friends with him?
Why was I friends with him? Honestly?
I mean, I was friends with people in high school that now I look back, I'm like, why did I do that? But like, did you just like, maybe you had a class with him or something? I don't know.
I did. I had a class with him and he sat behind me and like, he would talk to, I don't know. He was nice. He was like nice and friendly. And like, you know, he was funny. Like, but like in a dick high school way that like, looking back now, I'm like, what?
Right.
You know, one day after school, she tried to kill me one day.
No,
after
stop.
School,
that's honestly. such an insane thing. You can't say that. Bro, that's the shit that she'll say. And then she'll text me. She'll be like, okay, we have to take that part out because she didn't actually try to kill me. I'm like, well, then why'd you say that?
She didn't like actually jump me, but she called me on the phone and she was like, I'm going to murder you and I'm going to kill you. Not like actually, but she was ready to fight. me.
Damn.
She's an Aries and she was ready to fight me. And I was like, no.
But did you do anything or she just like finally had enough of you being his friend?
Yeah, she thought that something was going on. I think she thought that something was going on with me and him, which it wasn't. Because yo soy una niña buena. And like,
yeah. Oh my God.
Don't touch me. Don't look at me.
That just gave me. Go ahead. But you just gave me PTSD. Go ahead. I'll explain after.
Why? Whatever. Anyways, basically, she thought something was going on and like she like confronted me about it. And I was like, no, please. Nothing's going on.
Did you see her in person or you explained to her on the phone?
That was on the phone. When she called me, it was on the phone. And I was like, explaining to her, like, oh my God, whatever.
The heads up of getting jumped.
Oh, yeah. She was like, I'm going to fuck you up.
Do you remember the fucking saying? What was it? It was something in Miami. You're going to catch a fade or something like that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Catch a fade. What is that?
Have no clue. But I was like, no, please.
I guess like when you like punch somebody and you take their hair out, you give them a fade.
I don't know, bro. There was so many times that people got in a fight in my school and their extensions would be all over the floor.
Oh no. Yeah, I never fought.
Find them in the courtyard.
No. Listen, like we don't need to get violent. Let's talk this out.
Let's talk this out.
Let's come to an agreement. So I explained to her like, oh my God, nothing happening there. And I never talked to him after that again. And I didn't really talk to her until like a couple years later. And then me and her kind of like squashed the beef and we became friends.
Oh my God.
Come over my house.
I love when women are amazing and emotionally intelligent and can just squash stupid beef. And especially when they realize the center of it all was a man.
No, literally. After a few years, we were like, wait a minute. The douchebag was this guy, like being a terrible boyfriend and also kind of like a weird, shitty friend. I don't know. It was just like a very bizarre situation. And she ended up being like really cool. And I love her.
Oh my God. Amazing. Can I say something? I've always noticed that your lattes, I fear they never have ice in them.
Yeah, they do. They did.
They always look melted and it always looks...
Yeah, it melts very quickly okay, in this hot ass house.
Got it. Also, is that a test tube, like a laboratory beaker? It looks so interesting. I love it.
It does look like one, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does look like one.
Yeah, very, very avant-garde, very hipster.
I want to say wherever her ex-boyfriend is, I hope he's choking on a dick.
Watch next person to DM me and be like, Kathleen, I don't know why you thought that about me.
No, he would not DM me. He wouldn't dare.
Okay, can I say why that story gave me PTSD? Because you said a very specific phrase that like it felt like a That's So Raven moment. Yeah. Yo soy una niña buena. Okay, so
what happened?
I was in Mexico. Listen, my proudest moments, unfortunately, were not in Mexico.
Wait, I think I know this story.
What do you?
Does it involve a bush?
I don't think so. Anyway, I met these two British boys. And they were friends. And unfortunately, I did end up making out with both of them. But I didn't do anything further.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, I was like 18 years old. And you know, you could drink when you're 18 in Mexico, which honestly, I think they should up that because I was a hot fucking mess. But anyway, I made out with the first guy. It was like a great makeout. And then we like went off on our own and started making out by the pool chairs. And then we thought it would be a smart idea to go make out in the bathroom so we could have some privacy. We were not getting sexual. Like, we literally, like, I wasn't going to do anything with him. It was just like, I don't want people to see me, like, making out on the fucking, like, literally my dad could walk by and I'm on the pool chairs. Anyway, I went into the bathroom. It was like a family style bathroom and we were making out. And literally a minute later, there is a knock on the door and it's the security guard who apparently had been stalking us the whole night and watching us. And he basically told me, mind you, the guy was British, the guy I was making out with, so he did not know what the fuck the guy was saying because he was speaking in Spanish. And he was saying, you're basically in big trouble, little mama. Like, you are literally gonna go to like jail, essentially, is what he told me. And he, I guess,
oh my God, I would have actually died.
No, Kathleen, I lost it. So then I started repeating. I was super wasted and I'm not great at Spanish. Like, I can understand Spanish fluently. That's why I understood what he was saying to me. But when I'm speaking it, especially if I'm hammered, I mean, watch our Spanish videos together, okay? It's not my proudest moments. I'm not the best Spanish speaker. So I kept repeating.
You were not telling the security guard, yo soy una niña buena,
Kathleen,
por favor.
I was stuck in a loop. That's all I kept saying. Oh, por favor. Yo soy una niña buena. Yo soy una niña buena. No, por favor. No puede llamar a mi papá. Yo soy una niña buena. I was losing my fucking marbles because his first response, he knew I was young. So he said, I'm calling your parents. Like, we're going to go to the front desk. We're going to call the parents. But he, first of all, this is very, very horrible. You should not extort children. I was a fucking 18. I mean, I was an 18 year old kid. Anyway, he basically told me I needed to give him money if I didn't want him to call the front desk. And I didn't have any money. So he, bro, you're not going to believe this. I swear to God, you're not gonna believe this. It's so unbelievable, but I've always been too embarrassed to tell the story. I don't know if I have told it, but I really doubt I have because it's so embarrassing. I was crying, sobbing. The guy, the British guy, had no idea. Like, I was just like, he wants money from us. Like, I'm good. And I'm just crying. It was awful. So embarrassing. But then he goes, I'm gonna bring my boss. Like, my boss is going to deal with this. I'm not joking, Kathleen. It was a janitor, like, with fully with his mop cart, like, the whole janitor setup, you know, like, he was mopping floors and stuff. It was not his boss. They are both in cahoots to get money. It was like a complete extortion plan. And luckily, the British guy had like 100 pesos or some shit. Not 100 pesos. I think like $100. But I don't know how much that translates in pesos. And he gave him like everything he had in his wallet. He was just like, please. And the guy was like, okay. No problem. I'm like,
oh my God, that's so fucked up.
I know.
Just like, you know, trying to scare you teenagers and get money out of you.
I know. Sure. I wasn't even being extra horny. I literally just wanted to kiss in the bathroom. But he was going to call my dad.
You were just making out. Can you imagine if you would have been like banging in there?
No, my God. No, but I would have never. Like, I was not, like, I was a little bit of a hot mess. But I was mainly like a kissing bandit. Like, I just wanted to kiss everybody. No. I was not trying to do anything weird. But I was so mortified at the thought of them calling my father. And God, I think he watches the podcast. All that to be said, that was like a That's a Raven flashback moment when you said, yo soy una niña buena. I was like, no, please. Like, it was traumatizing.
Oh my God. I would have freaked the fuck out, bro.
Right? And I thought it was so sweet too, the way that he handled it. And I'm like, you fucking whore. The way you paid him was by making out with his friend. And then I went on to date his friend. And it was actually, that became a story time.
You ended up dating his friend?
I dated his friend who was like a 28-year-old something. I think he was a little bit older. From England. He was a cop in England. And I did a whole story time on him because what he did was so diabolical. He had a girlfriend when he went to Mexico. Supposedly, like, fell in love with me and, like, dated me and sent me flowers and shit.
28 and you were 18? Ew.
I know. Literally. Ew. But he made me think that he was gonna move to Miami. He's like, you know, I don't like being a cop here. I could be a cop in Miami. Like, this whole fucking shtick. And all the while, he had a girlfriend when he went to Mexico. And then he had gotten her pregnant. And, like, encouraged her to, like, not have the baby. And then she didn't end up. It was horrible. She ended up messaging me. Like, I have a whole story time about this because it was so fucking awful.
Shut the hell up.
But, yeah, he's the friend that I, like, kind of went to after this guy. And I'm like, this guy was actually super nice. They're both named Matt. Go figure. What are the chances? And both British and both friends.
You made out with two British Matts in Mexico.
Literally. And that's not even the wildest thing I've done in Mexico. Okay. It was really crazy. That trip was crazy in so many ways. I have like so many stories from that one trip.
Bro, you would never catch me like obviously doing anything like that with a stranger. It's insane. One time I went on a cruise with my parents and my friend Julie, right? I was like, I need to go with somebody because it's not just going to be me and my freaking parents. I was 17 years old. Okay. And dude, there was one night that it was like teenage night or something like that. And everybody was in the jacuzzi and in the pool. And it was like me and Julie and all, like, it was a bunch of teenagers, people my age. And I was like sitting in the jacuzzi and this guy comes and he like sits next to me. And he was cute. Like, he was a cute guy. And he starts talking to me. And dude, I see my mom walking from a distance, like down the deck, like super far away. And I was like, I gotta go. I see my mom. And I like jumped out of the jacuzzi so fast. And I ran up to my mom. I was like, oh my God, thank you. You saved me from like it was horrible. Julie was like, where are you going?
You saved me from what? A hot guy?
Literally, dude, Julie would go out every night while we were on this cruise. And I would stay in the room. She's like, all right, bye. I'm leaving.
Kathleen.
And I, yeah.
That's
and I
would stay in unacceptable.
The room. I was terrified. I'm like, wait, you're gonna go out there and like try to meet strange boys.
She's oh my
like,
yeah, God, no, that's all my like, brain processed at that age was like hot boys, hot boys, I hot can't. Boys, hot boys. Everywhere I went, the first thing I looked for in a room was a hot boy.
No, I was terrified to get kidnapped or like, you know.
Oh brother. Golly.
Just terrified. Pee-pee is so scary to me. Pee-pees are scary.
No, apparently not to me.
Terrified.
I was willing to go terrified. To jail for it. But no, yeah, we were very different. I was like boy crazy. I'm pretty Hold sure, on, no. and not my Girl. Proudest moments, but I am pretty sure I've made out with like three guys in one night before.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I've made out with like three guys in 3 years.
No. I was like, can we do a triangle situation and do it all at once? What? So what's going on? But again, I was the kissing bandit. That's all I did. Kiss and run. Kiss and run to the next one. That's all I like to do.
Oh my God, I wish. I think I could count on my hand how many people I've kissed.
One hand or two?
Well, no, hold on. William.
Phantom.
George Lima.
George Lima.
Phantom. Willie Cuh. My friend Willie Cuh. One time in the... Steven.
Willie Cuh?
Willie Cuh was like his screen name or something. Willie I Cuh. Made out with him one time. Willie Cuh. Shout out Willica. Steven.
That's already past one hand. You whore.
Danny. Okay, I think I totaled like maybe eight people.
Damn. All right.
In my whole 33 years.
No, I love that for you. And I encourage everyone to not get herpes and kiss a bunch of random fucking people who are probably gross.
No, but it's fun. It's fun. So I wish I had that.
Listen, no regrets here, okay? I had a great time. Right. But like absolutely nowadays with the rampant STDs, no, thank you.
I can't forget Ralphie, that fucking piece of shit that cornered me with his friend. Remember? Oh, I just said his real name. Oh, well.
Oh, yes, I do remember. I do.
We went to go watch Vantage Point in the movie theaters and we kissed in the movie theater.
Wow. How romantic. I did so many movie theater kisses.
Oh, yeah. That's where the majority of the kissing was. Yeah. Especially me and William. Exclusive movie theater kiss.
Yeah. But as far as fights, okay, I can't talk one time that I actually did almost fight someone. I feel like the internet already knows because unfortunately.
But did you actually almost like physically fight her?
I wanted to, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Like, you were like, I'm going to see you.
No, well, what I literally said, and that was like the whole debate of like, you know, you physically threaten me or whatever, was.
Oh my God, that's right.
I said, if you keep looking for me and you find me, you're going to find these fish. You know what I mean? Like, it was a threat, but I meant it. Like, I was fuming. I wanted to. Like, I was like genuinely so upset. And I don't think that fighting is ever the answer. I just think at some points, some people just like, you get to the point of no return where you're like, I need to physically do something because emotionally, like, that's the only thing I can let out right now is anger in every direction.
Yeah, I get you.
But I don't think it's ever the answer. It's not going to solve anything, of course.
But you get frustrated and you want to like, you just want to let your anger out.
Absolutely.
I get that.
Absolutely. I never was one in high school to like threaten fighting and stuff because I'm not like, I feel like I'm a strong person. Like, I feel like I could beat the fuck out of someone. Like, I genuinely do. I feel like if I channel my rage, I could beat the fuck. I'm tall. My legs, if I start kicking people, God bless, you're done. Like, I have horse legs. Everyone always asks me, like, do you play volleyball? Like, holy shit, you got like two stumps. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm big old legs.
Yeah, but now I just kind of channel that into like, if I need to defend myself for any reason against a man, because it's going to be a man if it's anybody, I can. Like, I feel like that. I'm ready and willing to punch a man in the face in public, of course. Of course.
Oh my God, I love that.
Are you not? For you.
I mean, yes, but I'm scared to get killed by that man because, like,
you're small. Not very big. Yeah, I could break you in half.
I'm a little. Yeah. Dude, one time, I'm not going to say his name because my cousin's husband is still, like, really good friends with him. I'm not going to say his name. But there was this one guy that I hated in high school, bro.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to.
Get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hated. Hated with every fiber of my being. And like today, I don't hate him anymore. My cousin Janine says that he's changed a lot. He's turned a new leaf. He's a different kind of guy. You know, he's a father now and he's different. You know, you're definitely different than when you were in high school.
Of course.
Look at Jonah. He's like reviewing Pokemon cards. What an angel.
Yeah, exactly. You bitch.
But one time I was at...
I'll never forgive you for what you did to Jonah.
I will never forgive myself. But one time we were at my friend's house and this guy was there. Me and him did not get along. It was known, but like we were friends with the same people. And one day, I don't know why. I don't know if I deserved it. I don't know why. But one day he called me a sitting in our friend Joel's living room. He said something like, oh, this fucking or I don't know what he said, but Jesse, no, I have never words. In my life felt so much I ran up to him like I was going to attack him.
Yeah,
I was ready to, and like he would have hit me back.
Yeah. I'm so dead. Oh my
fought
god
me back. He would have fought me back. They had to hold me back, girl.
Oh, I love that.
I was like coming at him, and I had already really like been pissed off because he was in my journalism class and I was late turning in an assignment. Okay, so yes, I plagiarized. Yes, I did. I plagiarized. And this motherfucker went up.
No.
In front of everybody. Because he was the one that would like grade the homework or whatever for like the journalism class. I don't even know why. I had this teacher for two classes. It was journalism and newspaper. I had them both. He was like the teacher for both of them. So I don't remember if it was newspaper or if it was journalism. But he would like grade the homework. And he saw that mine was plagiarized. And he went up into the front of the class. And he told my teacher. And he like announced it. He's like, hey, by the way, Kathleen, blah, blah. Yes, dude. And told everybody that I plagiarized. I got in big, big trouble. And I hate to be embarrassed. So from that moment on, I cursed him. And so when I was like in that, I think that's what we were kind of talking about. I don't know. But he called me a fucking and I almost actually murdered him.
Wow.
Like that was the only time that I remember feeling like, oh, I'm going to fight someone. I'm going to attack someone right now.
That's how I felt in Vegas. Because you guys had to hold me back. Do you remember? Like multiple people held me back before the panic attack.
Wait, what are you?
When we were still in the club off the Red Bull and vodka, remember when I lost my ever loving fucking mind?
Oh my God, you actually scared me, Jesse.
Okay, like, see, I could be scary.
No, Guys, Jesse couldn't be scary. Jesse was like in a very, very, very bad mood, ready to fight somebody. And I was like really afraid. Like really, really, really afraid.
I try to control, obviously, that part of me. Like, for instance, like if Nassim and I get in a fight, or if I get in a fight with a friend or a family member, like it never even remotely gets to that point. That was such a mixture of things. And when I tell you that, that what you saw of me was like my worst rage that I can like give without punching someone in the face. But like people were holding me back because I think I would have done some sort of damage. Red Bull and vodka. God bless. Actually, I drank Red Bull and vodka in Vegas and I was great. I have no problems though. I'm a changed woman.
Dude, it's because we were playing Buffalo. We were all so hammered. What is Buffalo again? Like Red Bull vodka. When like, okay, you have to drink from your non-dominant hand. And if people catch you drinking from your other hand, you have to take a shot. It's like this thing.
Oh, no, you have to chug for as long as they chant Buffalo, right? And then when they stop is when you, okay. Yeah, I was fucked up.
Right. And this group of people were like,
yeah, they don't stop.
Keep going.
Yeah, it was bad.
They don't stop.
So yeah, that was my pure rage. You've seen me at pretty much my angriest that I've ever been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I only had a fraction of that when I went to beat up this dumbass at Joel's house.
But you see how I could, like, in that state of mind, I think I could punch someone in the face for sure. Like, I think so.
Oh, you? Oh my God, you were ready to, like, throw hands and, like, the other person that was on the receiving end was gonna die.
No, I would, like, I would never commit a murder. Come on. But yeah, considering the fact that I can feel that rage, like, if I do feel that rage, I can fight someone. I've never fought someone. Like, I never have gotten to that point. I never put my hands on someone, which I'm really proud of because I don't think that we ever should. I do, like, I'm really curious about all of your stories. If you've ever fought someone, like, please tell us, like, what have you bad bitches done? I want to know your dirt. Admit your crimes down below.
I'll never forget this one time. I know this has nothing to do with us fighting, but I witnessed the craziest fight in high school sitting in front of me. We were all at lunch. There was this one guy, Frankie, who had like two girlfriends, kind of. Well, no, he had an ex-girlfriend and then like the future girlfriend, but we were like all friends with them. And bro, in front of everybody, one of the girls grabbed the other girl and like slammed her nose down on the table at lunch. And we were just sitting there eating our food and it got into the ugliest, like blood everywhere. Bro, I was taking the biggest shit. I don't know how people could do that. I was like, guys, no, please.
For what it's worth, I think when blood's involved, that's next level. That's no longer, you're just angry. Like you kind of want to like really hurt them. Cause I don't think fighting is always about wanting to hurt them. Sometimes it's just like, again, like an expression of like your anger, but like to see blood and keep going. Yikes.
But in high school and in middle school, for example, because I saw a lot of fights in middle school specifically, I feel like you're growing up, you have a lot of hormones, you're like, you know, trying to figure yourself out. You have a lot of issues when you're growing up and you're just like extra angry.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think that
so true.
As you get older, you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why
yeah.
would I ever do something like that?
High school is tough because it's not only hormones, but I feel like for me specifically, like I had to be homeschooled my senior year because I had like an undiagnosed, like I was so depressed and anxious, like clinically. And I just like wasn't medicated. So I was just a fucking terror to everyone in my life. And my mom's like, why can't you keep your room clean? And I'm like, because I am literally clinically depressed. Like, I don't know what's going on. I think it's a mixture of things, but high school kids are a different breed, I will say.
No, middle school kids are a different breed. They're scary.
Now, this isn't about a fist fight, but I did tell you in text about a fight that my dad's gonna love that I'm retelling this story of my dad and I's famous Miami fight. It was crazy.
Bro, when you said you had a story about you and your dad on like local TV, I was like, I cannot wait to hear this because what the fuck happened?
I've lived many lives. But one thing you have to know is my dad is like the epitome of a stage dad. Like, I think he's so down now, but like for Joey, like Joey's so talented as a musician. Like he has just poured thousands of dollars into Joey's albums. He's gone to when Joey audition for American Idol and The Voice and all that stuff. My dad was like front and center. My dad was in the room when I auditioned for The Voice. Like that's like this is actually so sad. And I know my dad's so proud of me and I adore him. But like, that's one of the only times he vocalized to me, like, I am so proud of you is when I, oh no. Did you chip your tooth?
I hit my tooth, but I'm good. What were you saying?
But me being the only person in my room for The Voice to pass like the first round, that was the only time that my dad has like verbally told me like, I am so proud of you. You did so good. And I was like, what? Like, you're proud of me? But like, he is just emotionally a little bit like, it's hard for him is what I'll say. But my dad is super loving and amazing and has always been there for me. Actually, recently on my birthday, he posted something so beautiful on Facebook where he's just like, I'm so proud of like the mother that you are and all your accomplishments. And I was like, You are?
Wow, look at him telling you he's proud again.
That's I know. No, he's amazing. But he's like a very stage dad. Like, he's always wanted us to like pursue those creative outlets, which I think like some parents could go the complete opposite way where they're just like, I don't want my kid doing some like stupid shit like that. Like, get a job. You know what I mean? No. He was the complete 100%. Opposite. Always fueling our creative dreams. We go to karaoke. God, this is one of my most traumatizing stories.
I was just about to bring up karaoke on the cruise that we went on. When I went on a cruise with you guys and your dad was singing,
I forgot
karaoke.
That you witnessed that. He is so hard fucking core. For what?
Bro, he takes it very seriously.
Like, if you would have gone up and just done something like silly, that would have pissed him the fuck off. Like, he does not appreciate that. Like, he thinks that karaoke...
He's like, don't go up there if you don't know how to sing.
Literally, he says that, like, verbally. And then he, like, asks you, okay, so what songs are you doing? And, like, criticizes everybody's song. I'm like, bro, this is supposed to be a happy time. Fuck. Like, it's just so intense. But that's always
it
how
was
he's been.
So funny.
There was actually a time, bro, I'll never... Literally, this is, like, the most, like, traumatizing moment with my dad, which I think says a lot. He was a great dad. That this is the most traumatizing. But it really stuck with me. We were on a cruise, and we were singing karaoke, and we were singing Summer Night. And I guess I wasn't projecting enough. I was literally 8. Okay. Literally 8 years old. And into the mic, by the way, my fucking history teacher, I'm pretty sure it was my history teacher, was there. Okay. She was on the cruise and she was in the audience. My father yelled into the mic. Okay. We each had a mic. And he goes, sing, Jessica, sing like that. And I shit you not, it wasn't until the night that I met Nassim, like 20 years later. Like, it was literally so far in the future. I could not sing Summer Nights because I was like, I would like tremble.
No, I don't believe you.
I'm not joking. That song traumatized me. I couldn't do it. So the night that I met Nassim, it was a yes man night. That's if you don't know the story of how I met my husband, it was a yes man night. I had to say yes to everything. So as soon as me and Joey agreed on that.
You met Nassim on a yes man night?
Shut up. You don't know that?
I know the whole story of like you going in the party, whatever. I didn't know it was a yes man night.
Literally, it was my cousin's birthday. And then from there, me and Joey wanted to go like drink at some bars in Santa Monica. And we kept bar hopping because all the bars were too full. So we ended up at a restaurant and on the menu, it had a drink called Dealer's Choice, where all you had to do was tell them the liquor you want and they make you a drink and you just deal with whatever drink they give you, which I liked. I thought it was cool. And Joey was like, you know what? I love this because the drinks ended up being super good. So he's like, why don't we do like a yes man night where we have to say yes to everything? Because look, this led us here and it's so good and whatever. And I was like, okay, fine.
I love Joey.
I know.
So Joey's the reason you met Nassim.
Literally. Yeah. And then the first thing he told me when I agreed to it was like, okay, after this, we're going to do karaoke and we're going to sing Summer Nights. And I was like, I was so scared.
Oh my God.
And
look at Joey breaking through your, you know.
I know. But yeah, from the karaoke bar, we went to the gay bar where normally I would have gone home after karaoke because like it was just, I was tired. I was like, oh, whatever. But no, it was a yes man night. I had to go to the Abbey or the chapel, which was right next to the Abbey. And that's right outside of there. That's where I met Nassim. You know, it's definitely a beautiful thing. Why was I saying any of that? What was before that?
The fight of you and your dad.
I don't know what I was getting to. So apologies if I drifted off there. But going back to the fight with my dad, okay, because I drifted off there for a second. Basically, what happened was my dad, being the stage dad that he is, he always had us on local shows like Canal 41. And like, you know, El Show de Fernando Hidalgo?
Fernando Hidalgo.
You don't know El Show de Fernando Hidalgo? RIP, he died of COVID.
Sábado Gigante.
No, oh my God. You uncultured swine. Anyway, Fernando is like, he was like a local celebrity. He had his own show. And I, with my dad and my brother, Joey, and Ruben was playing the piano. We entered a contest when we were super young. I think it was like 7. And we won a car on his show. Like, El Show de Fernando Hidalgo, we won a car.
You won a car?
A car. I have the video of it. Yeah, literally. Unfortunately, it's on VHS, so I'll work on getting it digitized so that I can show you guys one day. But
oh
yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool though.
Yeah, so we were like super involved in like local television and like anytime there was a singing competition, my dad would be like, you need to go on it. So I went on a show called Minuto de Fama and it's on Canal 41. And I don't know if it's still running. But I went on it multiple times. Joey went on it multiple times. By the way, those people are frauds. They said that you win a cruise and literally then they just like didn't give the cruise. They were like, actually the price, you know, the price changed and we're going to switch it up. It was like not a good time.
What?
But we kept going on it because my dad was obsessed with us being on Minuto de Fama. Okay. And like you literally won like I feel like $200. But anyway, so I went on it one time because I know I've been on it at least twice. I don't think I ever won. Actually, I do think I won once. Anyway. Who's to say? But I went on it one time and they, for some reason, interviewed my father for this show. Okay. And in this interview, my dad can be kind of a dick. Okay. As is evident from the Sing Jessica Sing thing. So he told them, and this actually really bothered me, because one of the judges, she was like short red hair, like a little pixie cut, red haired. I don't remember her name. Gotti, maybe. Was it? And she was like trying to be Simon Cowell. Like, calm down, lady. This is like gonna quarantine. Like, you don't need to do all of that. But anyway, she was rude, right? So she would be like super harsh critic, tell everyone like, I didn't like that, and I don't like this, and whatever. So he basically did an interview talking about how when I was young, I would go so off key. Okay, that's what he said. Like, he was basically saying, like, you know, when Jessie was young, like, she basically couldn't even carry a tune.
Oh, no.
And then he's like, oh, but, you know, now, whatever. He was, like, trying to, like, make conversation. I don't know what he was trying to do. But when I tell you, this started World War motherfucking III. So what happened was, I performed, and then Gotti, or the red-haired bitch, I don't remember her name, she basically was, like, something alluding to my dad's interview of, like, I agree with him. Yeah. Like, kind of like, you suck. Like, it wasn't her saying you suck, but it was her, like, agreeing with my dad. And that connection of, like, you're agreeing with my dad saying that I can't carry a tune. And like, it was just so bad that me and my dad got in such a blowout. Oh my God, I would have lost
my mind.
A blowout fight. I didn't talk to my dad for fucking weeks. This turned into such a huge problem on the show that they wanted to interview my dad. Okay. They were teasing the interview with my dad all day on Canal 41. Like, we have the interview with Jessica's dad, and like, he's going to address like how he made her feel, like this whole thing. I'm getting ready.
Do we have this on footage?
No, I so wish we did, because my dad used to record all of these. Like, we have my brother, like, I have some of my Minuto de Fama recordings, but I'm pretty sure even if he did record this, he recorded over it because it was a traumatizing time. But basically, I was getting ready for the show, getting my makeup done, and I'm seeing teasers of my dad's interview. Mind you, this is the craziest part. I lived with him. We weren't talking. I didn't know that he was going to even come and get interviewed. He wasn't supposed to until like last minute. He describes it like that he was at La Covacha. Do you remember La Covacha? It was like a club.
Oh, hell yeah. I remember La Covacha. Yeah. Wow. What a
throwback. La I know. Covacha. But he used to go there all the time. So he's like, I was at La Covacha. And then they called me and they were like, please come on and do the interview. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, he's like a very pride filled man, you know what I mean? So he wasn't gonna do it. Anyway, I was singing Kelly Clarkson Because of You. It was so dramatic, bro. Like, literally, that's a song she dedicated to her father. I think I had already chosen that song before, but anyway, it fit perfectly because of the whole circumstance. As I'm getting ready to sing, they do my dad's interview. Like, I'm on stage, like, getting ready to sing, and they do my dad's interview right there. I have to be on stage. My dad's sitting on the couch with the guy. He doesn't talk to any of us. My brother and Joey are there. They're not talking to my dad either. Like, it was so dramatic. And the entire interview, because I didn't want to fuck up my singing, I had my ears plugged. And I was going like, la, 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 because I didn't want to hear it. Like, I didn't want to, you know, mess up my brain. Anyway, they showed me, by the way, I wasn't even under the lights or anything, so I thought I wasn't on camera. They showed me in the dark covering my ears, like, to make it like this whole dramatic, bro. It was so fucking dramatic. It was like the biggest thing on Canal 41 that day, and it was so embarrassing. And all because he told me that I went off key when I was little, which I've told him recently. I'm like, you were right, I was off key when I was little. But
you're 8.
No, literally. But Joey never was. That's the thing. Joey like never was. And then like, I just felt like, why'd you have to bring that up? Like, this is my moment. Like, let me have my minuto de fama. You know what I mean? He couldn't do that. He had to say something that I did wrong. And so I was just like in my feels. Bro. But I think the biggest thing was that Gotti bitch, she tied it into like, oh, your dad's right about you. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
No, but that's a stinger right there. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, you're saying that like even my own family thinks I suck.
I know. Yeah.
What a bitch. Fuck Gotti.
Fuck Gotti. Screw you, lady. I don't know where you are. God bless. I hope you're alive. She was kind of
screw you, Gotti.
But yeah, no, it was just the most bizarre. Like, that's not like a fist fight or whatever, but it's the most bizarre fight I think I've had with my dad. And I've had a few of those. Like, my dad and I fought over me being vegan on a cruise. Like, literally, we didn't talk for 2 weeks.
Oh my God, I remember this story. You told me
about this. Yeah, like, he did not talk to me because I was vegan and ordering the same food every night, and it pissed him off to no end.
Fucking funny.
So my dad can get mad over some stupid shit, and so can I. But like, this was like the most bizarre thing, because like, even now we talk about it, we're like, why did you guys
rekindle?
Bro, okay, the way my dad operates, he could be furious. I'm talking, he will literally say, you will never see my face again. Like, he will just be like, there's no way we're ever gonna come back from this. And like, a week later, he's like, he'll just call me and just be like, hello, what's going on, you good? And I'm like, what? Yeah, I mean, I guess. The time after when I was vegan, we fought for being vegan on the cruise. He even like missed my birthday, like didn't say happy birthday to me that year. And then I called him. I'm like, Papi, what are we fighting about? He's like, all right, whatever. We got over it. Bro, me and my dad, we've had a lot. Like, I feel like I was sent on earth to like humble him. Like, I was sent on earth to test my father. I love him very hard and I've been there for him and I will take care of him in his old age and I will ride or die for him. But God, how I put him through it. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I feel like one of his hardest kids because I just was like his only girl. And I'm just like, I'm very fiery.
That's
as
true.
We spoke
you
about.
Are. Oh my God. He has like 7 sons and you are the only
girl. Dude, and I was like the only girl cousin at the time too. Like now I have a bunch of like young cousins because they've had kids and they're all girls. But my generation was all boys and then it was just me.
Oh
anyway.
God, so you were like the...
Yeah, we were famous on Canal 41. If you ever saw us back then, if you remember that story vaguely from Miami, that was me. Were you watching that day? Maybe so your grandma funny. Was? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Mami Landa, do you recognize her? Canal 41.
She won't recognize me, but if you tell her the story, maybe it'll stir something up within her.
Yeah, yeah. Be like... Gotti, red pixie cut, little rude.
No, that lady was a bitch. And I'm like, girl, we're winning $2 here. Relax. Okay.
Not this ain't serious. American Idol, bitch.
Literally.
Damn. I guess like the only other story I have left of like the time I almost fought. Well, actually, I actually fought someone. Wait, I have actually fought someone.
Oh,
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it was my cousin Janine.
Oh my God.
It was my cousin Janine, but we were like 12 and no, I was like 13 and she was like 14 years old. And dude, when I tell you, it was the dumbest shit ever. Okay, so we were at my grandmother's house and I had saved on Paint. You know Paint, like the app on the computer. I had saved Janine Loves Raymond. I typed that out. Janine Loves Raymond and I saved it. And my cousin lost her fucking mind when I put Janine Loves Raymond because her dad used that computer. And she was like scared that her dad was going to open Paint and be like, what the fuck is Janine Loves Raymond? Bro, she was like, my dad's going to see that. My dad's going to see that. And I'm like, and I'm like saving it. And she started to actually physically assault me. Like she started.
What?
I was sitting on the table, on the chair, and she starts fighting me. And you know what? I was like, all right, I know I'm a pussy, but like if someone punches me, I'm going to punch back. So me and Janine start actually like WWE in my grandmother's living
room.
What? Like we're like pulling each other's hair like this. Like,
oh my God.
Full blown fist fighting, like fist fighting hard. And my grandma comes into the room. She's like, niñas, niñas. Oh my God. No. She starts screaming. She calls my aunt. My aunt was like in the house too. And my aunt grabs Janine. My grandmother grabs me. And we're like fighting, like whatever. They're like, no, forget it. We're going to call your moms so that you guys can go home right now. And the minute they said that, me and Janine start crying. And we're like, no, and we start hugging.
That is so high key.
No,
like
I'm
my
sorry.
Daughter and her cousin, Belle. They will be fighting to the death. But then it's time to leave. And they're like, no, please. I'm like, why do you guys even want to be together? You're always fighting.
Instantly, when they were like, that's it. Your mom's coming to pick you up. We're like, no, we're good. We're good. And we start like hiding. I mean, hugging. We start hugging. And they're like, what the fuck? It went from like really bad, like scary, scratching, pulling hair, like fighting. They're like, no, please don't pick us up.
Oh my instantly. God, you guys are insane.
You guys, Janine is insane. Dude, Janine is insane.
What's her sign?
Virgo.
Oh, well, was I going to say that, you know what I kind of picture? That Kardashian scene where she comes in and she's like, don't be so fucking rude. And then she just starts hitting them with the handbag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I feel like that's such a random reason to start like wailing on somebody. Like, holy shit. Anyway, shall we do our new segment?
Oh, okay, guys. Okay. We wanted to ask you how you guys felt about this little segment that we want to insert at the end of every episode because you guys were commenting like, oh my God, what if you guys did like a lights, camera, smiles segment because that was going to be our collab channel. We were talking about it in the last episode. Or in the episode before that. And you guys were like, wait, this has to be some sort of segment. And Jesse had a great idea.
Yeah. So I thought it would be cute if, you know, because the lights are on and we've got our cameras rolling, if we could share something that made us smile, or it could be a clip that made us smile too, which, yes, I did think about the fact that it's kind of similar to my other podcast, Do We Know Them? Or We Love the Internet, which, by the way, my brother Joey came up with and he's a genius and I will be forever thankful for that. It's like we share little TikToks at the end that made us smile. But it's a little bit different in the sense that it's like it doesn't have to be a clip. It could be something that just made us smile. But even if it is a clip, do you know how many clips I have on my liked, you know, TikToks where it's like I don't ever even get to share them on Do We Know Them? So like, why not just share more joy and more happiness, something that made us smile? You get it?
Yeah. It's different. We're not copying Do We Know Them. It's different.
Well, I can't copy myself.
You're right.
It's me. And also, I just feel like, why would people not like just like more fun? And like, it's a way to wrap up the episode. I do love that about Do We Know Them, where it's like, we can be talking about whatever, but then it's like, all right, let's do our We Love the Internet. So this is like, let's do our lights, camera, smiles and share a reason that we smiled. It could be a story. It could be a clip. It could be your butthole. I don't care what it is. Just something that made you smile.
I think it sounds like a great segment.
So you start.
We can have like a little thing that's like cling, cling, cling that comes in and it's like lights, camera, absolutely. Smiles. Oh, wow. I love that. Okay. So my thing was more so of like, it made me like actually laugh out loud and I didn't think this was real and I had to search it up. But when we were talking on the Vegas episode, we were talking about how Trisha Paytas naming her son Aquaman was like child abuse. And it's so messed up because I honestly think that Aquaman is going to get bullied for the rest of his life, just like my life, the girl from my middle school, just like she was bullied severely for her name being my life. And then there were a few comments where somebody said that I forget where in the world, but somebody named their child ChatGPT. ChatGPT.
Can I be so honest? When you first sent it to me, I was like, ChatGPT? Like, I didn't get it. And I read it so many times. And then I was like, yeah, I guess that's funny. Like, that's a weird name. Like, ChatGPT is like a weird name. But when I realized that the name was ChatGPT, that really sent me over the edge.
ChatGPT. What the hell is that? It reminds me of that story of like somebody who came from Cuba recently and they saw like a U.S. Navy ship. So they named their son Usnavi.
No.
Usnavi.
No, please. You lied to me, Rodriguez. I don't believe it.
No, literally Usnavi.
I went to school with a girl named Navy, which, you know.
I mean, that's a cool name, like Navy Blue. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Usnavi cool is diabolical.
Bro, the thing is that like Cubans, do you know that in Cuba, like they referred to a sidecar as sidecar?
Yeah. There's a sidecar. Lot of Cuban things that aren't proper Spanish. And I realized that growing up because I would say it to someone who spoke Spanish and then I was like, oh, got it. That's not a word. I remember my friend Betty, who she watches our podcast and I love her very much.
No, Betty.
She messaged me today about how much she loves New Girl. Anyway.
Oh, it's so good.
But she could not deal with the fact that we called bathing suits. What do you call a bathing suit?
Trusa.
Yeah. She literally spiraled. She's like, trusa. Trusa. Eso no, like, because that's not the word.
What is it? Oh, wait. Traje de baño or something?
Fuck. Now I wish I remember it's the name she trusa. Gave.
Just like straw. What do you call a straw?
Oh, fuck. I forgot what a straw is.
To me, it's un absorbente, right? Like a...
Uh-huh. Absorbente, I think.
Or something. My friend is like, it's a pitillo, come mierda. I'm like, pitillo. Or pupito. Popete. I don't know. I know it's...
What do you call bathing suits?
I love this segment.
I asked Betty, so we shall wait for that correspondence. But yeah, there's so many words in Spanish that is like Cuban Spanish that I'm like, yikes, we really don't know what the fuck we're saying.
Like growing up in Miami and speaking this like Cuban Spanglish, like we are dumb.
Dumb as rocks.
Like, do literally. You say, okay, when someone says like, oh, are you going to go on the highway? And you say, no, I'm going to go through the bottom or I'm going to go by the bottom. Do you say that?
No, I think like back streets. I don't say by the bottom, on the bottom.
Okay, never mind. Because I feel like that's such a Hialeah, like Miami thing. Like, no, I'm going to go through the bottom. But that's because that means like not on the highway. Because
I would know what you're saying, but I don't personally use it.
But in Spanish, you say like por abajo, right? Like por abajo, yo voy para arriba, whatever. Never mind.
Betty says, I know in Cuba you call it trusa, but in Venezuela can be called traje de baño.
That's what I said, traje de baño.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real thing.
Thank you, our Venezuelan Cuban correspondent. But yeah, she was like, trusa. Why?
What is it trusa to them?
She knows what it means, but it's just like a very like improper, I think, way of saying.
Oh, girl, we're so improper, Cubans.
Trusa, like it's just very, you know.
Anyway, what made you smile?
You know what? I had a really beautiful night the other night celebrating, you know, Joey's leaving. He actually is driving tomorrow morning to Miami. So wait, he's officially
you guys
gone.
Have like a going away party for Joey already?
We didn't have a going away party. Well, he leaves tomorrow morning, but like we went out. It was me, Kim, Abby, and him. And we went to Atlanta and we ended up going to an escape room and it was so much fucking fun. We escaped and
oh
it was
my
like
God,
one of
you
the funnest
been to
escape,
an escape
rooms.
Room. In a while, right?
No, I went to that specific place and we've done like a few rooms there, but we didn't really like the other rooms and we weren't expecting much, but we had so much fun. We did so good. And like, just in general, that night was like, it was just great. I love hanging out with everybody. And like, I knew it was going to be Joey's last night. That's when I was being delusional about the Coca-Cola Roxy, our tour. But, you know, like, I don't know. It was a great night. And now Joey's actually here in my house now. I got to say goodbye to him. But as much as it breaks.
Regular bye. You're going to say regular bye. Literal... Not goodbye. I'm going to say regular bye to Joey.
See you later is what it's going to be. See you later. My mom is pretending he's on a trip. But like, as much as it literally breaks my soul, it does make me smile. My brother has like, he's just grown a lot and like just to see what he's doing with his life. Like, I'm really proud of him. I'm thankful for him. He helps us with JK as well as Do We Know Them. He edits all of Do We Know Them episodes, even Patreon. and JK, you know, so I really appreciate him and he's just amazing. But, you know, it makes me smile to see the people around me living their dreams. My mom crying because she got so many orders from La Luna. Him excited to go to Miami. Lots of beautiful things. And like when I cry because like I love someone so much and I don't want them to leave, I think that's a beautiful thing because we're experiencing love at such a high level. Yeah. You know what
Your
I mean?
Your dad must be really excited to have Joey back in Miami.
No,
too.
He's not. Oh. No. He's like, I am too old for this shit. That's literally what he says. It's like, I don't want to have to be worrying about where Joelle is. I'm like, okay, well, sorry.
And he doesn't worry when he's in Georgia because...
No, like he like compartmentalizes it. He's like, ah, his mom's got him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like otherwise, you know, parents, they're going to worry till we die. So.
But that is, that's beautiful. And I'm glad that that's
And as soon as he settles in, I'm coming to Miami with my daughter. And we're not to live, but
oh
just
my God,
to
wait,
visit.
This is going to be great because you have no other choice. Well, he's probably going to visit you way more than you visit him.
Well, I don't know. It depends on how it goes with Amelie because she like does decent on planes and the flights really fast. And her school, like she's not in pre-K for the next year. Like she's in daycare. So it doesn't matter if she misses school. So if it goes well, like I could visit a lot because I miss the food. I miss the people. You know, she could stay one night at my dad's house and like he could handle that. You know what I mean? So I could
go
out,
that'd be so fun. And then we vlog and have fun.
Exactly. With our remote mics with our logo on it.
I love that.
Anyway.
We need to go to Sweet Caroline.
Whatever that means.
Oh my God. It's a karaoke place.
Don't invite my dad, but I'm down.
No. Just us and Joey.
But anyway, that was cute. See, a nice little way to wrap it up. I love it.
That was so cute. I love this little segment. It'll be different things that make us laugh or smile, random stuff. Not always.
What? Yeah.
It can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
I hope you enjoyed this super wholesome episode.
Yeah, we only said the C word a couple times, talked about diarrhea, vomiting. I mean, come on. What do you expect of us? That's wholesome for us.
We didn't even say anything about any PhDs. We didn't even talk about PhDs.
See, that is actually growth. Well, anyway, if you guys finished the episode and you made it all the way through here, we are so, so, so grateful. But as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK!
Bye.
Bye.